ABC Radio, it's Nightlife.
For the first time in history, Miss Universe, Miss World, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA and Miss America are all black women. The latest to be crowned is Jamaican Toni Ann Singh, who has just won the 69th Miss World beauty pageant. And a week earlier, South African Zozibini Tunzi made headlines around the world when she was crowned Miss Universe. And she refers, when she won, to the fact that her hairstyle is natural and says this points to a shift in beauty standards. Let's have a listen.
Now we are down to South Africa and Puerto Rico. Only one of you can be crowned our new Miss Universe. If for any reason the winner is unable to fulfill her duties, the first runner-up will take her place. Good luck to you both. The new Miss Universe is South Africa!
I grew up in a world where a woman who looks like me, with my kind of skin and my kind of hair, was never considered to be beautiful. And I think that it is time that that stops today. I want children to look at me and see my face, and I want them to see their faces reflected in mine. Thank you.
Well, joining us from South Africa to examine the significance of all of this is Lindiwe Sithole, entertainment reporter from the 24-hour news channel ENCA. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So firstly, what are some of the emotions you felt watching a South African, and as she points out, with her natural hair, crowned Miss Universe?
You know, I feel this was one of our proudest moments. I just felt a sense of pride. Firstly, she's South African, as you're saying, of course, an African girl who was from a village, and to make it on a global platform, that just means that anything is possible. Little girls are looking at her, and they too can feel that they can get there. And seeing her with her natural hair made us even more proud, because it also shows that she is very comfortable in her own skin. You know, you have this girl, dark-skinned girl with natural hair, making it on a global platform, making it where normally you wouldn't find, normally in an organization that would not normally consider a girl that looks like her very beautiful. I feel is something that we need to be proud of. And I was feeling very proud because of that, I have to say.
And when you talk about natural hair, and when Zozibini talks about her natural hair, what exactly is meant there?
We see historically, we know that having long, straightened hair, having fair skin, blue eyes, that was what was considered as beautiful. But if you are of African descent, you've got the kinky hair, the hair that is not straightened, then you're not necessarily seen as beautiful. That's what I'm talking about. So with her, she just shows authenticity, you know, uniqueness. And I feel like that always wins. She didn't try to stay in this box. She shows kids, she shows everyone out there that there are different types of beauty and that there isn't one prototype of what beauty is.
So do you think this is going to be a sort of significant step going forward for competitions like this one in showing people around the world and maybe future contestants in competitions like this about the different ways we can think about what beauty is?
Absolutely, absolutely. I really think it is a step forward. And also, you know, this is more of a win for diversity. I feel it's a win for not just black women, for other women of color who feel that they are outcasts, they are not enough, they have to fit into a certain beauty mold. I feel this is a win for them too. And organizations such as big as Miss Universe to crown that type of girls with beanie as their queen, it just speaks volumes. And I really hope that it trickles down to all others. And, we, you know, we have seen, of course, with Miss USA, Miss America, Miss World, but even other organizations as well. Hopefully this trickles down and we see that beauty comes in so many, many, many different forms. And, you know, with beauty pageants now, it's evolving. It's no longer the same thing again where you just find that it's girls who are being paraded on stage and you have these old white men who have scorecards and judging them on how they walk, how white their smile is and how they look in their bikinis. So the world is changing and these organizations need to adapt to that and realize that.
Let's have a listen to the newly crowned Miss Universe, Ozobeni Tunzi's answer. Of course, part of the process is they have to answer a winning question. Here she is.
All right, here we go, South Africa. Here is your question. What is the most important thing we should be teaching young girls today?
I think the most important thing we should be teaching young girls today is leadership. It's something that has been lacking in young girls and women for a very long time, not because we don't want to, but because of what society has labeled women to be. I think we are the most powerful beings on the world and that we should be given every opportunity. And that is what we should be teaching these young girls, to take up space. Nothing as important as taking up space in society and cementing yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, South Africa.
So the phrase she's making, that she's using there, taking up space, gets a huge reaction from the audience. How important is that point she's making about leadership?
You know, I completely, completely agree with her. You know, teaching girls to be leaders from a very young age is very vital, so, so important, especially for us here in South Africa. Speaking from a South African perspective, our country is very patriarchal. Black women are taught to obey their men who are considered to be the heads of the household. They were taught, don't talk back, don't think for yourself, you know, don't be too intelligent. You only exist to support and serve your man. So pretty much we're seen as inferior. And so teaching girls to be leaders will help them find the power within themselves, I think many don't even know exists. More girls need to be empowered, you know. They need to stand up for themselves so that they can advocate for their rights, so that they can dream, be allowed to dream and chase their dreams, you know. And I'm hoping this could possibly help fight patriarchy in countries such as South Africa, on our continent, in fact. And I also believe that in a country such as ours where patriarchy is so heavy, it opens up the doors to like bigger problems such as gender-based violence and like femicide. So educating girls about leadership, helping them know themselves at a very young age, I feel can change this this notion of this is a woman's place type of mindset. And even Oprah, she tweeted and supporting what Zozbini was saying, that leadership is the most powerful thing that we should be teaching to young women today. So it's a very, very powerful statement that Zozi has laid out.
And of course, you know, there was a time not so long ago in South Africa, you know, in most people's living memory, when black women wouldn't have been allowed to compete in these sorts of beauty pageants at all.
Yes.
What does that say about how rapidly South Africa is changing?
I lost you there for a little bit.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying, what does that say about the changes that are occurring in South Africa as a nation?
Yes, actually, this speaks so much volumes because, of course, you're talking about, you're referring to apartheid, which was where we were segregated as different races and we could not even compete in the same pageant. And it was only up until 1993 that we had our first ever Miss, a black Miss South Africa. And even, and then others followed after her. But, you know, even then, ladies, I feel they still straightened their hair and they still wore the weave. So with Zozbini, it's like she's the first Miss South Africa to represent herself with the natural hair and also becoming the first ever Miss, the first black South African to be crowned Miss Universe. So, of course, this speaks volumes also to how we've progressed as a country. And it's so funny also, speaking about her hair, that a lot of girls here in South Africa are now asking their hairdressers to cut their hair.
Like, oh, give me the Zozabini cut.
Exactly, the Zozabini cut. It's like such a great impact. I also have the same haircut. I did get it before her, but I feel proud to have this haircut. And when people see me, they also say, hey, it's the Zozabini haircut. And when I met her and I interviewed her after being crowned Miss South Africa, we took a picture together. And we had such amazing comments and people just embracing it. And it was just lovely.
Now, the fact that we have these five women, Miss Universe, Miss World, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, and Miss America, all being black women, the host we heard there of Miss Universe, Steve Harvey, is a black man. Does that mean that, you know, on this occasion with a South African black woman winning, we're talking about it on the radio, but soon is it just going to become the kind of thing that doesn't need to be remarked upon, just the kind of thing that is just a normal course of events?
You know, I really do wish for a point where this happens very often, that black women are recognized in these suburbs, on global platforms, not only the Miss Universes, the Miss Worlds and all of that, but everywhere else in corporate spaces, in other spaces, that we are recognized for our talent, for what we can bring to the table and the type of value that we bring to the world. I'm hoping that we no longer... because right now, of course, we need to keep talking about it and keep celebrating these gains. But I am hoping that we come to a point where it becomes the most natural thing ever, where it's not even you don't have to mention, yes, I'm a brown-skinned girl, I am a dark-skinned girl, who's the first in this? But we no longer have to be the first in that, where there are many of us. The door, I hope, will be open. And it won't be like, you know, Halle Berry's... Oscar as Best Actress, where she was the first black woman to win Best Actress, but then it seems the door's shut.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the door won't shut like that. It will remain open now for other girls and others to walk through it, and it becomes a natural thing.
What do you say, though, to people who might say that, well, beauty pageants are kind of, they're a bit old-fashioned, they're a bit out of touch and a little bit problematic in the modern world. You know, what role do beauty pageants have to play in 2019?
You know, I have to admit, I do also feel very conflicted myself when it comes to beauty pageants. But I've had to also open up my mind to it and really recognize that they are becoming more progressive. You know, times are changing. And these organizations are now starting to adapt to that. And I feel that after seeing movements such as like the Me Too movement, and here in South Africa, we have something called Not In My Name. And these movements, I feel, are inspiring women to stand up for themselves, to express themselves. They're empowering women. And these organizations are now catching a wake up. They are catching up. They're becoming more progressive. You have Miss USA, saying that they will no longer have, the swimsuit section, because it's no longer a beauty pageant. They are seeing it as a competition where it's about the brains. It's about what you can bring to the table, about how you can change the world. It's no longer, as I said before, about women who are pitted up against each other, and it's about looks, and you're being paraded around, and we're looking at how you're smiling, and we're looking at how you look in a swimsuit, looking at the physical appearance. It's now changing. I mean, we're even seeing the first openly transgender contestant from Spain who was on the Miss Universe stage. We're seeing girls who are slightly larger who are on that same stage. So they're embracing more girls, and they're accepting that we are now different, and we're not all the same people. But at the same time, you know, that being said, yes, I get so conflicted because I think to myself, is it in this world that we live in today, can we really, really say that this platform is a feminist platform? I'm not really sure. I don't know. I'm conflicted about that. But I do recognize the gains, I have to say. I do recognize the progress that's been made.
Yeah, I think I agree with you absolutely that I'm not sure how I feel about beauty pageants either. I don't really watch them, but it's such an important statement to say that, as you say, what beauty is, there's not one type, and what a beautiful woman is doesn't, they all don't have to look the same. It's an obvious point to make in 2019, but it seems great that the beauty pageant world has caught up with it.
Yes, absolutely, yes. I like that they've caught up with it. And they don't look like they're going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
So I think we just have to embrace it and go with it.
How did Zozabini celebrate her win?
Oh, my goodness. I think this is so precious. So she says that the whole time when she was competing, before she went on, she could not eat, she gets very nervous, she can't eat. I'm also the same way, I have to say. And the whole time when she was competing on stage, she was thinking about having a piece of steak. When after being crowned, that was so hilarious. And after being crowned, she went back to her hotel and she was with her family. And the first thing they did was go to the restaurant and she had herself that wonderful, juicy piece of steak.
Oh, good on her.
That was fun. Yeah, good on her. I mean, that's fantastic. Good for you, Zozzy.
And what about the celebrations in South Africa, especially for South African women? Have there been celebrations around the country?
Oh, they have been celebrating throughout. And they've been sending her messages on social media, just sending her so much love and appreciation. And I love that some mothers are sending messages saying, look at my six-year-old. She's saying, look, mommy, here's someone that looks like me. And I feel that is such a precious, precious thing. And it just shows the type of impact that she has on so many of us. So we are still celebrating even now. We see her on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, another South African, and we feel a sense of pride. We see her all over these international networks where she is just being a great ambassador for us, an ambassador for black women, ambassador for just women who felt once upon a time that they were never enough.
Wonderful stuff. Well, thank you so much for being our guest on Nightlife this evening, Linda Way.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to talk with you. Our guest was Linda Way Sithole. She's the entertainment reporter with ENCA to talk about this amazing win by the South African Zozabini Tunzi in Miss Universe, making it so all five Miss Universe, Miss World, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA and Miss America are black women for the first time in history. Thank you so much.
Nightlife on ABC Radio.